Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
I'm feeling like Ultimate Rock Radio with your host, FR, on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe. From around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
With your host, FR. Fridays at 11 a.m.
Keep it locked.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
On WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM.
And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 11 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
Only here on WMFO.
And don't forget to check out UltimateRockRadio.com.
Discussion in a taxi heading downtown, rearranging my position on this friend of mine who had a little bit of a breakdown. I said, hey, you know, breakdowns, common breakdowns go, so what are you gonna do about it? That's what I'd like to know. Now, you don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could. It was in the early morning hours when I fell into a phone call. Believing I had supernatural powers, I slammed into a brick wall. I said, hey, is this my problem? Is this my fault? If that's the way it's gonna be, I wanna call the whole thing to a halt. You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could.
You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you.
You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you. I heard this voice say, say, ain't we walking down the same street together on the very same day? I said, hey, senorita, that's astute. I said, why don't we get together and call ourselves an institute? You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could.
You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you.
You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could. In a taxi heading downtown,
being on I-15, talking on the phone. I love my rich friends who take me everywhere. I smell like his cologne. How he treats his home, Hollywood dreaming. I never thought I'd be famous, but I feel like I'm a star. We repeat each other and finish what we start. And I get what I want. Next week I get so scared. Feel like a runaway dreamer. We'll be right back.
utterly. I've been waiting all evening, possibly years, I don't know. Counting the passing hours, everything merges with the night. I stand on the beach, giving out descriptions, different for everyone I see. Since I just can't remember, longer than last September, Santiago. Looks like a cushion on the sea. Yet I can never sleep here. Everything ponders in the
inside my head. All this time so tragic. Oh, this time always I find she's right in crystal diamonds, shining, flying, finding all your crying, drama, shaking, shining, darling. Miserable and horrible, broken up, go so crumble, diamond tiara crushed into my heaven, crashes down for you. And she
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I bet. Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Oh, this is heavy, Doc. I mean, it's like I was just here yesterday.
You were here yesterday, Marty. You were.
Hi, my name is Joe. I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO, Bedford, Mass.
It's actually listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO. He's my sassy man crush.
I'm listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford.
Yeehaw!
We're sending you back to the future!
I sometimes fancy Chris Earle's little time travel radio show.
I really like that hat, Marty.
Thanks, Ben.
Gotta be the wrong year.
Hey, Doc! Where are you going now? Back to the future?
Nope. Already been there.
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her. I have been looking all over for you.
This is all wrong. I don't know what it is. But when I kiss you, like I'm kissing my brother.
I'm afraid you're just too darn
I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
For the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you here I stand, my heart is in my hand. Ugh, it's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany. That's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet. love. I can feel the pain, yet love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash you made with your lash as we danced to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the masochism tango.
Hello, Medford. My name is Chris Earle. I had a nice big show all planned out for you. It looks like I left it at home, but I'm going to play things on the fly today. If anybody would like to make a request, you can do so. Do it on the DJ chat. DJ chat is on WMFO.org. I'll be on there until 8 p.m. tonight. I'm usually doing the Afternoon Delight today, and I had a nice little laid-back show of 60s, 70s, and 80s love songs and positivity songs and a few remixes from the 80s and the 70s and the 90s, some good stuff there. I'm going to save it until next week. For some reason, I updated the listening device here, my iPod Classic, and looks like I didn't put it all the way through. So no big deal. I'm going to wing it. I've done it before. I'll do it again. I'm going to do some true DJing for you today. I'm going to tell you my thoughts about some other things that's been going on. It looks like it's a nice day out there. It's gorgeous. I had some setbacks this week myself, but I'll tell you about them in a little while. And that's Tom Lehrer. Lehrer passed away at the age of, I think, 93. I may have been even a little older, but he was from Cambridge, Massachusetts. He was an interesting dude. He became a mathematics professor that taught mathematics for years and years. But before that big career in his 20s, I think he was in his 20s, early 30s, he played the piano and he did a whole bunch of demented little songs like that. And he was the number one request from Dr. Demento until Weird Al came along. So little Weird Al, little Tom Lehrer for you today. Maybe I'll play a little Weird Al for you, too. We can do anything we want here. It's 4:46 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. Thank God it's Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. This next one goes back a little bit into time here to the spring. So we're going to do a little time travel today. We got Afternoon Delight. We've got the Friday Night Fights. We're going to do Chris Earle Show, and we'll give you a little bit of everything today. So hope you're having a good day. My name's Chris Earle, here with you until 8 p.m. Jump on the DJ chat if you want to chat to me. If you want to make a request, you can do so, 855-915-WMFO, here with you until 8 p.m. It's the Chris Earle Show on WMFO in Medford, Mass.
Spring is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
I think I'll give you a twofer of everybody today. That's what I'm going to do. Got some white stripes for you coming up.
You got a reaction. You got a reaction, didn't you? You took a run on kid. You took a run on kid and turned it blue. Something better than nothing. Something better than nothing is giving up. You need to do something. Try to keep the truth from showing up. How dare you?
Thank you.
can tell you what he loves the most. And you know why you love at all if you're thinking of the Holy Ghost. If you're thinking of the Holy Ghost.
Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Chris Earl, I'll be here with you till 8 p.m. Just Cage the Elephant, too far.
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back. Though you know I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking down the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head, he made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life, but if you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Taking money from the church, he stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could.
God.